cliffcentral.com. On radio, more of the good stuff. cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Bren Lindekew, the good things guy. It's Tuesday, yo, and you guys have tuned in to the happiest hour in South Africa. It's a show where we bring you good news and inspirational stories and all of those good things. Sorry, my producer over there, say what's up. Hey, hey, she's just busy sorting out microphones because we tend to be a little bit loud. So if you're tuned in, it's www.cliffcentral.com, or perhaps you're tuned into Facebook Live. We do a little bit of a Facebook Live on every Tuesday, so you can see what's going on behind the scenes, what's happening on the show. And today is all about the good stuff. At the beginning of every show, I bring you the relevant news that mainstream media are busy sharing. It usually consists of corruption, crime, more crime, corruption, a little bit of murder, all of those bad things, and more corruption and crime. Generally, not the stuff we want to talk about. There is so much more happening in South Africa. We don't have to concentrate on the cuck, actually. Mainstream media, they can have it. We'll leave it to them. We're about the good stuff, and today is no different. There are global movements started in South Africa that are trending right now internationally. Afrikaans singers that are going international, viral as well. A children's hospital worthy of global recognition has finally opened. And we're going to chat a little bit about Gareth Cliff. What is wrong with my mouth today, Kerry? Gareth Cliff, and all about how he has set the news straight when it comes to mainstream media. Flippin' inspiring stuff. So inspired, so proudly South African. So much of good news. We've also got Kerry sitting next to me. She's also Facebook Living.
Hey,
good morning.
Switch it on.
How's it going?
Good morning.
Good news, girl.
I'm taking some selfies of us.
She's taking some selfies.
While you're Facebook Living.
As you do. Kerry's going to be bringing us the, we're going to be reporting on our catch up. We do it every week. We catch up on all the good stuff that's happening. Plus, we bring you the top five good news stories that have been trending in the week. Have you got that, Kerry?
Yes, I do.
Okay, she's got that. And then we also get to chat to Stephanie Jacobs from Reach for Recovery, an international breast cancer support group. And we've got the girls from Huddle Up who are popping in to give us their monthly updates. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can join us on www.cliffcentral.com. Or you can tweet us, cliffcentral.com, or myself, Brent Lindekew. Or you can get hold of us on WeChat. We've got a Messenger account that you can listen to the show live from there. Or from the app. There's so much where you can get hold of us. Or you can give us a call on 0861-555-189. That's the end of Facebook Live. Join us in studio. Kerry, how's things going?
You really don't have an excuse to try to get hold of us.
Well, this is what we tell everybody, right?
So many platforms.
This is what we tell everybody. How's everything going?
Good.
Is everything lekker?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with my headphones, but I can't hear myself at all.
Oh, that's not a good thing. There you go.
But I'm using the other headphones. Okay, so I'm sure you saw what was going on with, you know, Gareth Cliff and all of that.
Of course.
There was a whole thing that was printed in mainstream media about him and his sort of whatever happened on Idols and whatever happened there. But what we want to get into is not that. It's the fact that he's standing up against fake news.
As he does.
Fake news has been a huge problem in our media, right? We see it all over social media. I've done a couple of posts about spotting fake news. And let me just say, the easiest way is to use your flipping brain. If you see something on social media that makes you angry or gives you these feelings of like, then you must understand that it's probably not true. And your best friend could be Google.
And don't be a sheep. Just because you see it somewhere else and everybody else is doing it doesn't mean you should do it as well. Do your research.
Do your research.
Do your research.
Some of the stuff that is true and that's been happening, I don't know if you saw, for the second year in a row, the Matrix are all leaving their shoes.
I think it's so amazing. It really, really is. And the schools that are not on board yet, I really think should get on board because I have experienced children going to school with no school shoes. They go to school with soulless school shoes or ones that don't fit or they just go without.
For those of you that don't know, Care works a lot in charity. Like, she does a lot of charity stuff. She's continually working in that sort of space, and you get to see these kids. You get to be part of whatever's going on in their lives, that you realize not everybody is as privileged as we're led to believe.
Definitely not.
And there's a lot of kids that don't. I mean, I've heard harrowing stories of kids who go to school who the only food they eat is one baked potato a day.
And that's generally when they get home from school. So they go to school with no food. So just us, like, ponder on that for a little bit and try and absorb the fact that we got breakfast when we went to school and that got us through the day. But these children go to school with no food. Your brain needs to, in order for your brain to function, you actually need to eat. You need to nourish your body.
No, 100%. That's the reality of our bodies. But what these matric students are doing,
I think it's amazing.
As soon as they're done with their last exam,
yes.
They bring, it used to just be their school shoes.
Yes.
Now, this year, they're doing their full uniforms. Maybe they keep a shirt or a blazer just as a memory, or their matric jacket or whatever. But they hand out their full school uniforms.
Yes.
They hand out their school shoes.
Yes.
They hand out all their old school supplies, plus some of the schools are telling them to bring in canned food so that when they hand these packs over to underprivileged kids in their homes.
And I've seen their school bags as well. They put everything in the school bag.
And then it gets handed to someone who's a little less fortunate.
Yes.
I think it is absolutely phenomenal.
It's incredible.
It's one of those moments where you use what you have right now to give back.
Mm, definitely.
Which is, it's hell of a important. One of the other things is spam messages. I don't know if you saw my post yesterday.
I did. Stop. Opt out.
So I've decided that I've got whatever plan I'm on my cell phone.
Yes.
Whatever. It gives me unlimited text messages.
That's because, you know, so many people use text messages.
But I think that's why they give it to you.
Exactly.
They're like, here, have a contract. We'll give you free unlimited text messages. For what, Brew? Like, give me free data. That's something that I could use.
My mom still uses text because she's got the oldest Nokia on the planet.
But give me free data. That's something I could use.
Exactly.
I've decided to start putting my free text messages to good use.
I saw.
And so yesterday I posted, I'm sure we're all inundated with spam messages, spam phone calls. I don't know if you've heard, but they're all robotic now.
It's terrible.
So we're inundated with all of this spam because people are selling our data.
Mm.
They're selling our cell phone numbers. They're selling our email addresses. I don't know what's going on. Maybe
what
I need
on earth happened to Poppy?
Can I have a cup of coffee, someone? Just so that my mouth is like, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that was all of that. So the email addresses, the cell phone. So if I take a step back,
yes.
If you're selling my details, am I not then, should I not get a bit of money for that? Because my details, right?
Definitely. But then we have a law. It's called Poppy. You shouldn't.
No, we get that. But one, this is South Africa.
Nobody is.
Mm-mm. Care. This is South Africa.
Okay.
There's pros and cons to everything, right? So let's look at, South Africa's great for opportunity and all of
so
those great things.
So if you're selling my details, I should get money.
This is what I'm saying. This is the reality.
You can have my details for 50 rands.
If you're giving away my cell phone number and my email address, you're selling it as part of a list.
Yes.
Then I should be allowed, or I should have some sort of commission.
Royalties.
Royalty.
Yes.
It's my
song. Stuff.
It's my stuff.
Yes.
So I get spam messages all day from everywhere. If I had to go through my phone and name and shame right now, it would be amazing. And before, I used to, on an iPhone, you can block like a caller or anything. And I used to do that. But I've decided now that I'm just going to spam them back.
Do they get it though? Do they receive those messages back?
I don't care. It makes me feel better.
Okay.
It makes me feel
better.
Because
on those messages, it does say SMS back, stop. To opt out or something.
Yeah, so yesterday with Cell C, I sent them a stop, opt out, leave me alone, stop spamming me, tot ziens, goodbye. Like, I was going to start swearing and I thought that's not appropriate. But that's my new thing now. I'm going to use my unlimited SMSs. I'm going to put them to work.
Yes.
How cool.
I'm going to do it too.
Let's start.
I get so many.
Let's start a revolution.
Let's do it.
One of the stories that we brought you a little while ago, which was really flipping cool, was a restaurant chain in Johannesburg called Rocket.
Yes.
Who dedicated their entire one restaurant.
Which is just up the road here.
It's just up the road in Rivonia.
Yes.
They dedicated their entire restaurant to be non-profit. So every time you go in there and you have a beautiful meal with a glass of wine, that all goes back to charity, to saving the rhinos, mm-hmm. which is really cool. One of our other restaurant chains, which is pretty well known in Johannesburg, have just released a statement that they're doing something as well. to give back. Café del Sol is a restaurant that I love. There's a couple of them. There's like one in Olivedale, one in Bryanston. My favorite one is the new one, which is in Parkhurst. It's really cool. And what they've done is they've decided to start an initiative called Chow for Change. And Chow
is
C-H-O-W. And they're going around to different places. And just this last week, Saturday, they went to a Johannesburg shelter, which is across the road. It's in Bromfontein in Kortse Street. And just across from Constitution Hill. And in collaboration with a woman called Mama Tembi, they helped to feed hundreds of homeless people at the shelter.
That is amazing. More and more people should be jumping on board here. But that really is incredible. And I think we should all support these restaurants.
So that's my point, right? Yes. If you, I mean, we can all go and say we don't have time to give back or we don't have the money or the funds. But if you choose to
So many people go out for dinner.
So if you choose to go out to dinner and support someone who's giving back, then kudos to you. Big, big round of applause. To the Café del Sol peeps, we love you, and I just think it's flipping rad.
I think it's amazing. Well Very done, cool. guys.
The other thing that's been trending, and it's all over the news, is that lion and the giraffe thing.
Yes.
So first it was the iguana or the lizard and all the snakes. It's Planet Earth 2,
yes.
Their new series. Is it in South Africa yet?
I don't think so.
It's on BBC. Mm. So if you, maybe it is. Maybe we should actually find out. If any of our listeners know, maybe tell us because I'd like to watch it. But the clip that's been doing its rounds on social media is where this giraffe from Botswana.
In the commentary.
It snort claps a lion 6 love. Like proper.
And it is. I mean, the commentary is great as well.
It's David Attenborough.
Yes.
Yeah, he's still going, man. Just cool. So that's cool stuff that's been trending on social media. One of the other things, social media, we love it.
Mm-hmm.
There is an Afrikaans hipster who's gone global.
Yes.
Viral, globally. His videos had over 1 million views on YouTube and on Facebook. And he has surpassed, is the right word, Karen Zoid on the iTunes South African charts.
Wow.
So he's really heading up and up and up. And here's the crazy thing. It's his first song ever and his first music video. He's never released anything else before. Ever.
That is incredible.
His name is Joe Black.
Yes, Joe Black.
Like meet Joe Black. And he's a flippin' hipster. He's like
got him. Look at his beard.
He's got tattoos all the way down his arms, and he's got a beard, and he's got this really. I'm gonna play you just a little bit of his song. It is an Afrikaans, but it's pretty cool. Like I'm pretty impressed with the quality of the music in South Africa. This is Joe Black. It's Afrikaans, right?
So that's okay.
But he's like a rocker.
He's like How's a that voice.
He's like a proper rocker. So, he's not just a singer. This is the first time he's released a song or whatever. His real name is Joe Engelbrecht, and he has lived a crazy life. He started working straight after school, got a job in construction, worked in construction for 8 years, and then he realized something that he calls living an unsustainable lifestyle.
Sure.
So whether that is living beyond your means, whether that is being in a job where you're not happy, we need to really, I'm going to get him into studio so we can find out what that is. But he decided that he wasn't happy with the way that he was living and he threw it all away. He stopped. Wow. He was like, I'm on a different path. I want to inspire South Africans. Mm. I want to do really cool things for the youth of South Africa. And he started a concept in January this year called Be That Guy.
Be That Guy.
Be That Guy. And there's a secondary concept that started because of him called Be That Girl.
Mm.
And what they did, just this year alone, he visited over 150 schools that he went and spoke to.
That is massive.
He engaged with these students in an effort to create a chain of honor, ethics, respect, and integrity among the youth. And one of the parents, went to one of these like assemblies, and they wrote, the message of the Be That Guy campaign is that one needs to stand up for what is right, and that is that it is cool and acceptable to stand firm in one's faith and to live according to one's moral values. He's teaching kids to not give in to peer pressure. Don't go and smoke weed or drink or be an upstanding citizen.
That's
study
incredibly
hard.
Beautiful.
And now he's realized that he has this platform to do it on through music. And he must be doing something right, man.
I'm blown away.
If you release, I mean, I've heard of artists that, flipping hell, they work and they work and they work, yes, and they work and they work. And they, like, even they are in the middle of Las Vegas or San Francisco or New York, and they're working and they're working, and they're Hollywood, and they are amazing, and they never ever make it.
Yeah.
This South African Oki has written a song, which it's all, his song is all about the hope that we strive for.
Yes.
So if you have a chance, go search for Joe Black. I'm going to put his stuff up online as well. He is, I think, really cool, and it's a really cool story to end the year off with.
What a mental.
He's just lekker, man.
We're
going to get him in studio. All right, so.
Meet Joe Black.
Meet Joe Black, that's what we say. Every week, Kerry and I scourge the internet. We search it high and low for these good news stories, which we need to be sharing.
Yes, we do.
It's highly important. So, I mean, literally, we sift through hundreds of them. And the whole reason behind it is we want to give you the ammunition to be able to speak about something better when you're at work over the lunch table or at the water cooler or when you're out to dinner. It's all about the good news. And Kerry's going to start with number 5.
Awesome Initiative looks to change a nation by giving young women dignity. Real life experience and a passion for community upliftment has seen Moy Mazo Matetwa from Hillcrest making a positive impact on hundreds of young lives with the assistance of Project Dignity. Now, a lot of people don't know that in our rural areas and informal settlements and stuff, there's when it comes to personal hygiene and stuff like that, the infrastructure doesn't really support certain things. And when it comes to women's hygiene, it's very expensive if you're going in to buy sanitary pads or personal hygiene products. And basically what this young lady has done from her personal experience, because growing up she came from a very underprivileged background, and when you go into a store and you've got a choice between buying food or buying sanitary wear, obviously you're going to buy food. So basically what this project is doing, and what they're about is they are supporting women's needs with reusable sanitary wear in the communities. So basically they've taken all their income and they're basing it on, I mean, they're getting donations and stuff.
Okay, but
it's like about
most people don't, I mean, if you weren't in a privileged situation, if you were stuck in this place where you chose another necessity like food,
yes,
over a sanitary pad.
Yeah.
How long could you miss work or stay off school?
No, you miss for an average girl in these areas, you're missing about 7 days of school a month. So if you look at it like that, so they miss 7 days of school a month because they don't have the necessities that they need in order to go to school.
Okay, so seven days doesn't sound like a lot.
That's 1 week a month. It is huge.
But if you had to multiply it,
yes,
it's almost 3 months.
That's exactly.
3 months.
Yeah.
It's 84 days.
And they end up using things like leaves, socks filled with sand, toilet paper if they have, or they have to wrap themselves up with a towel. You know what? It's very undignified.
We've spoken about this before.
Yes,
that should be free.
It really should. It really should be free. And now with these reusable sanitary pads, they are SABS approved. And basically what you do, it gives them their dignity back. And it comes with a pair of underwear as well. So it comes with panties, and they can wash the sanitary pads and use them again. And they have about a 5-year lifespan. And if you look at it, for one pack is about between 150 and 200 rand. But that's what they need for the 7 days. And they can be reused for a period of 5 years, which
man,
is
man, oh man, that's awesome. What is the, I mean, we'll put that up online. We're going to put it up online so that you guys can get involved. And,
yeah,
and you know what, put your money where your mouth is and help the people of South Africa who
Agreed.
Need it most. What do we have at number 4?
Okay, South Africans are choosing more meaningful end-of-year parties. And this one I love. Okay, so rather than arranging a generic year-end office party, South Africans are encouraged to do things a little differently this year by activating their colleagues to collect goods for charity. Now, this specific one, they were speaking about the Red Hat Renegades, who delivered 200 boxes to pregnant women from disadvantaged areas. Now, the actual box turns into a cot for their baby, and inside are all the necessities they need for their child, because a lot of women go into hospital and they have a baby and they leave with nothing to start their lives with their new baby. So this is a really, really great initiative. And encourage your company and your colleagues to do something for good. I know companies that spend millions on their year-end functions. If you take just 10% of that and donate it to a cause, you're already making a difference with however many people you work with.
Initiatives like that start literally from the bottom.
They really do.
They need to work their way up to management. So yeah. Even if you are, if you're not in a high senior position, you still have the power to go, guys, I don't want to spend all this money on just another Christmas party. Mm. I don't care actually about the silly little gift that you're going to put on my table. Or you know what? I would give up one bottle of wine each or whatever it is to rather give back. And a good place to start is that website, who we've had Andy on the show before, forgood.co.za. You can look for actual causes right now where you can take whatever you're doing for your Christmas party and give back as well.
If you look at it, the company that I used to work for in corporate used to spend 4.5 million rand a year on their year-end Christmas party.
No, man. How many people was that for?
I'm telling you.
How many people was that for?
Okay, 4,000, but let's not... come on. We didn't get 4,000 every year, but that's not... the fact of the matter is...
it's a lot of money.
Between 4.5 and 7.5 million rand for the year-end function a year. Just put your... yeah, I know. Your facial expression says everything.
10% of that could go back and do good.
It's like a million rand at the bar. Come now.
What do we have at number three?
Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital finally opens in Johannesburg. The Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital, an idea that began with a vision by Nelson Mandela as far back as his presidency in the 1990s, has finally become a reality. So yesterday was the anniversary of his death.
Mm. I don't know if you can call it an anniversary.
Well,
I don't like
you
that
know
word.
What?
I know what you mean, yes. But it just it was a very sad day.
It really was, but it's also a celebration. It was a celebration of his life and everything that he stood for. He's in the legacy that he left behind.
You know that, and I'm interrupting your story.
No problem. It's okay.
This is how we roll. This is how the show, we just interrupt each other. Yesterday was a good reminder of who I should be.
Yes. I had a lot of that this weekend as well.
It sort of I remembered Nelson Mandela for the great man that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like those...
oh, I've got goosebumps.
It's you look inwards and you go, he was here. He was such a phenomenal leader. He was someone to look up to.
Yeah.
What did he teach me? What morals and values can I walk away with every day?
Mm.
And as sad and as, you know, he's not here anymore, we are. And he taught us a crap load that we should be implementing into our everyday lives.
And
they say, make every day a Mandela day.
Yes,
just do it.
But Brent, you really are though. You are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You're so silly.
Not to the extent and degree that he did, but you make a difference in people's lives every single day.
Ugh.
So don't undervalue.
Ugh, whatever.
You're not
a Nelson
Mandela, but you really are following in his footsteps.
Ugh.
Anyway,
I don't even believe what you're saying anymore. What do we have? So the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital finally opened.
It is so beautiful. It's up the road from my house. It's incredible.
Beautiful, and it's going to be there for the kids, and it's for kids who can't afford it. So
yes.
That's what the most important part
is
here.
It's huge. The hospital is huge.
They've got amazing wards that
are
specifically...
are incredible.
And it's for the kids that can't afford it. So, and even the kids that can, it's for everybody.
International standard. It's really a beautiful hospital.
Wow. We're going to put all that up online so you can see the new hospital and all the good things.
Yes.
What do we have, I think, at number two?
Going the extra mile to make South Africa better.
Just everybody in this list today are just South Africans that
are
doing good.
That's why I did it.
Lekker. Tell us
GEM
about it.
GEM may be a small organization, but it's having a huge impact on the world around it. As they celebrate over 7,000 users actively making South Africa a better place on a monthly basis. Isn't it time you learned a little bit more about the people who are in the business of making a difference? So GEM, or Going the Extra Mile, is an awesome way for you to create social change in your community and then be rewarded for it. Think of it as a loyalty program for community service.
Well, it gives back, right?
So yes, it does.
Most people want... It's going to sound so crass when I say this, but most people want something when they do something. People don't just want things for free.
Yes.
They don't, you know, and this is a great way of doing charitable work. You download the app. We've actually had them on the show
before.
Yes,
we have. Camilo.
You download the app. You choose a different charity cause or something you're going to do. You go and do it with a bunch of friends or family, and then they give you points back that you can use on stuff.
Or vouchers and things. And what they do as well is it's basically to uplift communities. So if you go into an underprivileged community, you get the community involved. And those teenagers or children, whoever the volunteers that get involved, get things like movie tickets or shopping vouchers, you know, like groceries. So the things that they do to give back is really empowering them.
It's amazing.
It really, really is. So Camilo and the team are doing fantastic work. And the girls from Huddle Up are very familiar with them. They work with them on a regular basis.
They introduced us to
them,
didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Didn't they?
So these guys are...
That's it. It's Camilo Ramada and David Shields.
Yes.
I was trying to get the names. I was like,
Camilo and David.
Don't worry. I've had my coffee now. I'm on the ball. We're going to put that up online so that you can get involved, download the app, and start giving back because it's good. What do we have at number one?
Dot. The start of a global movement created by South Africans to do good. More than an acronym, more than a motto, more than a phrase, DOT stands for Do One Thing and aims to unite the world by connecting everyone through a single website and an app where people can pledge to do one thing to save the planet.
That's important stuff.
Yes. Yeah. DOT is based on the premise that many things make a big difference over time. And just as the plastic bag, can, or bottle each of us throw out every day eventually creates vast guy plastic, what? Anyway, so basically, this is a platform, another platform to do one thing.
Let's do one thing. Yes. They haven't launched yet. They're going to be launching with their trip.
Soon.
That they're going to be kayaking. Mm. And once they launch, you can also download the app. And you make a promise that you're going to be doing different things for... They don't give you anything back.
Yes.
But they teach you how you can be better for the environment.
Exactly.
And I've said it before. The beginning of this year, I started recycling.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's time to start doing something better for my environment. I'm 32. How was I not recycling the past 32 years?
I remember something when we were younger. It was called Zap It in the ZB can. Like Zap It in the ZB. And that was also, it was this little dude that went around and ZB what used to teach us how to recycle.
Exactly. So I think we should be recycling. And this app is going to tell us how to do all of those great things.
I think it's
how to
amazing.
Be a better human being. It's so important. We're going to put up all these stories online so that you can download apps, watch the videos, see all of the things we've just chatted about.
Get involved.
This is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
Gotta get a handle on the fact that I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No,
you're listening to the good stuff on Cliff Central with myself, Brendan DeCue, the good news guy. And I've got Kerry, the good news girl, sitting next to me. So every week we get to chat to really inspirational South Africans that are doing incredible things in South Africa and the world, and this week is no different. We've got Stephanie Jacobs from Reach for Recovery, an international breast cancer support group, who has joined us in studio. Their initiative is affiliated to the International Union Against Cancer. It's a non-medical program designed to help women with breast cancer, and men, from what I understand, in their return to daily life. Stephanie, welcome to the good stuff.
Oh, thanks, Bruce. I'm delighted to be here and to just have our wonderful service recognized in this way.
It's great to have you here, and we're excited to talk about the good work that you do. But to fully understand, let me know, what does the organization actually do?
Yeah, on paper, Brent, and on our website, you will find maybe a slightly more formal description. But, you know, in my heart and to my thinking, Reach for Recovery is a caring, committed group of wonder women. who actually, with their own experience of breast cancer, have produced a powerful worldwide voice to help those suffering or being diagnosed with breast cancer, and actually giving them strength, wisdom, and healing through their own example.
So, I mean, it's not a medical thing. It's, you guys are there as a support group to assist these ladies that are going through this. What sorts of support do you offer?
Well, firstly, our support would sometimes start before the operation, when surgeons would invite us to come and visit their patients. Mostly our support would start in hospital after the operation for breast surgery. The sisters at the hospital or the doctor's rooms or the doctors would invite us, come along, please come and visit Mrs. X in this hospital. So the volunteer would go along with the bag. You know, I've got the goodies. I told you it's not breakfast.
But, there's a big bag.
A big pink one.
Yeah. And in that bag, we would have gifts for the patient. We would give her practical gifts that she would need, unique to her situation. It would include a temporary prosthesis. It would include a bag for the drain that she most probably will have. It will also be a little cushion for underarm comfort, and also literature. Sure. And you know what is most important then is that these are gifts, most made by the volunteers themselves, and that our example of hope and recovery to her is the biggest gift that she can actually receive.
Wow, wow, wow. So you're there supporting, you're giving these gifts so that a woman that's going through this can get through this really, really, really tough time. But I mean, is it targeted to low income groups, or is it who are getting these gifts? What sorts of hospitals do you guys work in?
Any woman who has been diagnosed with breast cancer and invites us to visit her, she can access these gifts and this one-on-one visit.
Wow, wow, wow. And it's for men as well. That's what we were saying during the break. It's for men as well.
It's not as common. We usually visit, say, about four male patients per year in South Africa, and the rest would be female patients. So it's not that common.
Breast cancer can happen to a man.
It can, indeed.
And that's something that maybe most people don't know, is that it's a reality that it can as well.
Yes, they are not aware of it. And what we always tell everyone is that, you know, if you have breasts, you can get breast cancer. And do not be complacent, because it happens to young people, older people, fit people, you know, people who follow a healthy lifestyle. It does happen to them as well.
It doesn't discriminate.
No discrimination whatsoever. And, you know, good to have an EDP in place. That is an early detection plan.
What is it? What is an early detection plan?
That would be, you know, checking your own breasts regularly on a monthly basis. That would also involve, if you like, after the age of 20, like also visiting your doctor, your healthcare practitioner for a physical exam. And then on recommendation of the radiographers, they would recommend you like start your mammograms like at this age, have them every year, have them every second year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so those are all things that we should be doing and that we should be looking for and taking care of ourselves. Where do the funds come from? Because you've got all these gifts that are being made by volunteers. How many volunteers do you have?
Yeah, we have 269 active volunteers. And, you know, we are spread right throughout the country. We also have inactive or resting volunteers, and we also have volunteers who do help us with fundraising and admin. So we always need more volunteers.
It's very important. That's that we work with a lot of different organizations when it comes to charity and when it comes to these institutions that are giving back. And it's not always about the money. It's about the time, the hands, people getting involved to actually assist.
That is so true. And you know what, Brent, I can tell you that a Reach for Recovery volunteer, giving has become a way of life for her. And, you know, they offer so much of their own time and experience to do the service for us. Another interesting part, or the, should I say, a very practical part of our service, is the help we give to women who have undergone breast surgery, are from low-income groups, and do not have the means to afford a reconstruction, or chooses not to have one. And then this, one of the items I have in this bag would be a silicone prosthesis, which is the only way that she would appear balanced and normal again and have a confidence restored after removal of the breast.
I would never be able to understand what a woman would go through, because I wouldn't try to pretend to. But I've had family members that have been affected by cancer and breast cancer, and I've lost family members to it. And I just, you know, it's something that I keep close to me. Why did you get involved?
Yes, I've been a volunteer for 17 years now.
17 years?
17 years. And, you know, sometimes you actually forget that you are a survivor, because you actually lose yourself in the service. And you're driven by the passion and just the love that you have for a new patient, and just wanting to support her in the trauma that she's going through. Yes, so, you know, it's a pay it forward principle. It's the time-honored principle of using your own time to inspire someone else. So, yeah, that's why I became involved.
You know what, it's a really scary reality. I'm 32 now, and I found a lump in my breast about 3 years ago, and I had to go in for surgery to have it removed. It's very scary. It is really, really scary. And if you don't have that support, to people that understand, you know, you feel like you're all alone. So I commend you for and your organization for doing this. It's really incredible.
Yeah, I thank you. Like, all the credit must go to our volunteers who actually really give.
No,
us
it's
so
amazing.
Much
it really, really is amazing. And there's a huge need for it.
Yeah.
Amazing. If people want to get involved, if they want to lend their hands, if they want to give their time, or if they need some help, where do they go?
Yes, we have a website, and we're also on Facebook. So it's www.reachforrecovery.org.
It's that easy. We're going to put all of that up online so that you can also get all the details quick and easy. Thank you very much for joining us today on The Good Stuff.
That's a big pleasure. Thank you.
That's Stephanie Jacobs from Reach for Recovery. Next up, we've got our Huddle Up girls, who come in at the beginning of every month to give us an update on all the good stuff that they've been busy with. We call their initiative. We call their initiative a dating site for charities. They literally find the corporates that have the means, that have the goods, that have the services, and they match them up to the charities that need them. Paige, Kirst, welcome back to The Good Stuff.
Thank you for having us on this Tuesday.
It's great to have you here. I'm going to ask you to get real close to the microphone. Get in there so we've got both of you
up
on one mic.
Up close and personal.
up close and personal. What's been happening? I'm sure you've got loads and loads and loads of news for us.
Yes.
It's been 30 days. What's going on?
Sure. Well, we've actually got three stories for you today. Yeah. So we've got quite a bit. The first one happened last week at VidCorp and Primary School at the Christmas party. Yeah. So we had 900 children, and the CPF, the Community Police Forum from Douglasdale, did grade R to grade 3. And then Kirst and I managed to get 450 bags for grade 4 to grade 7, and then a whole bunch of sponsors.
Yeah, it was quite incredible. So each gift bag consisted of a book, colorful pencils, a ruler, eraser, sharpener, packet of chips, cool drink, sweeties, and then the younger grades got, the younger kiddies got toys. So there were 900 little kiddies running around on the Christmas field, playing with the Super Sports United soccer schools.
Yeah, they had sessions there for the kids.
Yeah, we had Baglio's ice cream, Milo, popcorn, candy floss, face painting, balloon making. Yeah, so it was quite a lot of fun.
Like a whole carnival.
No, it was. I mean, we'll show you guys some of the footage that we had from last week, but it was an amazing event. We had Abland and the Abcon Group Foundation come through. We had Alpha Wealth come through and help us a lot, also with volunteers. We needed the hands. We were cutting 900 rolls on the day, cooking Viennas.
Wow.
Listen, this thing didn't work, and we managed.
I joined you girls last year on one of your Christmas parties, and it was crazy. Yeah. It was really...
we learned from that one.
Good.
It's almost like when you see a duck on water. It looks so chilled, like it's having a great time on top of the water. And underneath, its little legs are just going crazy.
We were the feet.
Okay. Yeah. But it is. It's important. And at the end of the day, it's the kids and the people that are receiving these this Christmas goods that count, right? That's what makes it worthwhile.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, our work at VidCorp doesn't end there. I mean, Kirst and I are from the surrounding community, so it's become a big project for us. And we are, for 2017, we are looking at doing a lot more. I mean, you've got Steyn City, Daneford, yes. Lone Hill, Four Ways Gardens, Cedar Lakes around in this area. And then you've got Vitkoppen Primary School in the middle of all of this with broken windows and not proper flooring.
Just being neglected.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of those communities that we mentioned are all coming together, getting involved and saying, well, what can we do that's long term? I mean, can we fix the whole tiling of the classrooms?
Because this, I mean, these Vitkoppen Primary School is not even, I live there, right? Yeah. It's not even my neighbor. It's part of my neighborhood.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
It's right there. So I think what we are wanting to do next year is we're wanting to, as Paige mentioned, fix the tiling on the floors, the roofing, the broken windows, the doors, give the classroom a bit of a face paint. and do the vegetable garden. We'd like to fix the soccer field. And recently we've just had a sponsor come on board, Clearview Fencing and Cochrane that have agreed to put a new fence up for the school. So it's going to start looking really nice.
Well done, girls.
It'll be a big sports development thing for next year as well, getting the kids involved. And it's just amazing how the community has come together. You start asking questions and putting it out, then everyone puts up their hand saying, how can we help?
Yeah.
And people just don't know. So it's amazing through the power of social media and everyone coming together and phoning whoever they know and then saying, okay, this is something that we're doing, putting on our schedules for 2017, and we're going to make the school do a full upgrade.
Okay, well, we want to get involved. So keep us up to date and keep our listeners up to date. That's your first story. What else do we have?
Okay, so the next story we've got is, it's called the Toot Series. Which is these incredible books for grade ones, twos, and threes. So you can buy these books. They come in a really cool drawstring bag. And they consist of the spelling, your phonics, and
your basic math skills with all your abacuses. And what did you call those blocks?
Oh, they're like these counting blocks. I don't know if you ever remember them at school. You build them, they're like math blocks, and you take them apart, and they're like different colors. Almost kind of like Lego, but they're like the soft plastic. And it's basically to help kids that battle. I know I was very much a visionary person. So if there's four purple blocks and two yellow blocks, and you try and get the kids to understand, so you tell them to take the four purple blocks and the two yellow blocks, 4 + 2 = and then they kind of start understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I used to do. Yeah. So they're these incredible books that we like to start being able to roll out into these schools just to help these kids and make learning a little bit more fun.
Because they really don't have these tools.
Yeah. And the lady who's actually created them, she was like, she wants to go into the schools, be able to get the teachers involved, do training. There's sight words so that children can literally, instead of just learning and reading the words, they actually get to become familiar with what they're seeing and hearing.
Yes, they recognize
owls.
What a cool story.
So we're picking a couple of schools to roll that out into. So if there's any other schools out there that have sister schools that are in need of any educational books, please contact us. We definitely want to get this all around through.
And any corporates that obviously have a main focus on education. It's a big thing, and it really will make a massive difference to these kids' lives.
I'm taken back by all the work that you girls are doing, because you're just every day you're in it. You're assisting the needy, disadvantaged people of South Africa, uplifting them so that maybe one day they can do the same.
Yeah. In all the right ways.
Yeah.
All the right ways. What do we have in number three? I sound like I'm giving you the top five.
It's the Huddle Up top three.
It's the Huddle Up news.
We've got millions of stories, but these are just the three that we could fit.
Okay, so what do we have?
The last story is the Thornybush Luxury Game Lodge Collection. They have created a non-profit organization, the Thornybush Community Projects. And they've established these projects with the objective of nurturing and uplifting the surrounding local community in terms of agricultural development. Kirsten and I had the luxury of actually going to see the vegetable gardens last week, and also the schools that were in Sabi. And we saw that there's a lot of work that is currently being done. We've got everything over here and then what they're wanting to do. So we're trying to see how we can fit in and when they give us a checklist, how we can help. Well, they're doing incredible work. The ladies are selling the most incredible vegetables. There was actually one guy that we saw on the vegetables that looked like someone we had done work with building a vegetable garden here at an orphanage. We said, oh, you look like our friend. He's like, no, we know him. So they've done work. And so they're setting up all these beautiful edible vegetable gardens outside, feeding into the communities and then selling them to the lodges.
Baby marrows that don't look quite like baby marrows. These massive, gorgeous looking vegetables.
Because it's organic, right?
100%. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so the most amazing vegetables and herbs.
Yeah, and flowers.
And flowers. So these wonderful ladies use this piece of land on the schools, and then in return they give the schools the vegetables, the fresh vegetables, and then they sell them to the Thornybush lodges.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is we want to raise funds so that we can put up a proper fence around these gardens so that they can stop the cattle from coming through and helping themselves.
Yeah.
And then there's obviously other phases, but this is where we want to start off for now.
When it comes to fundraising and with all the work that you girls do, where does it come from? Is it crowdfunding? Is it social media? Is it you
bashing down doors?
Yeah. Digging into your network? It's a relentless job, just sort of trying to get funds in, funds in, funds in. What do you find works the best?
Well, it's amazing going in and just finding out with corporates that, you know, everyone has to kind of have a social responsibility footprint. So it's about going and then finding out about the company culture and then being able to say, well, if you guys all really believe in education, please can we do this properly? There's too much blind spend and there's too much sporadic aid. We want to be able to say to a corporate, here's an amazing product. You've got champions within communities doing the most incredible work with hardly any resources. Mm. How can we give a hand up instead of a handout? How can we amplify CSI, how can we really make it work for the country? Mm. We've got so much potential, but there's just not enough support. But through corporates, there are a lot of people wanting to get involved.
Big money. Massive corporate money. So one of the things that I see time and time and time and time again is when it comes to like Mandela Day, right? Mm. You get the orphanage who has the easiest location and who is maybe well known because of what they do. They get inundated with corporates who spend the day. Thousands of people would go to like an orphanage and paint the same wall because the orphanage doesn't actually have anything else that they could do as a team.
Yeah.
Whereas you're finding the people that are in need that don't have the voice that need the corporates to get involved. Yeah.
And we also focus on the projects that are sustainable.
Yeah.
That's a big thing that corporates are obviously looking at is the sustainability. If you're making an investment, you want to come back and you want to see that
Long-term, it's still going strong.
Yeah. Mm. And that people are benefiting from it at the end of the day. That's, I think, one of the biggest things. You know, we want to see things improve and we want to help people along the way. So if we can.
And you want it to be sustainable.
Yeah,
sustainable.
Definitely.
It's about, and I think Paige, you said it quite powerful. It's not about a hand down, it's about a hand up.
Yeah.
And it's about giving people the opportunity to be the amazing human beings that we are. Because as South Africans, man, we're flipping cool.
Yeah.
Like we are a great nation.
Yeah.
And if everybody could help each other and we could just rise together, we could it would turn this country around.
Yeah.
We actually had an organization, a non-profit organization, Frieda Hartley, who donated some of their products that they had been donated to our Christmas party. And that was quite a touching thing because, you know, there's lots of women and children that they help, yet they were so happy to give some of their stuff away to the children for the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, it's people that have so little but are prepared to give out at the same time as well, which is really
paying it forward
such
as
a
well.
Beautiful thing. Yeah.
Man, oh man. Okay, look, we've reached 15 minutes of us talking about this. I need you to give out your details so that people can get involved, throw money at you, put their
make
hands,
a
make a change, do something.
Get your fingernails dirty as well. Like, that's the main thing. Give of your time. But it's paige@huddleup.co.za.
And mine is kirst@huddleup.co.za. And our website has been under
upgraded.
Construction. Yeah, so it will be going live again soon. But you can find us on www.huddleup.co.za.
It's that easy. Yeah. And Paige and Kirst, they come to us every beginning of the month. And they just give us an update about the good stuff that they're doing and the changes that they're making and ways for you to get involved because it's that important. You've tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central. And we've spent the whole show chatting about a bunch of good stuff. We got to meet an inspirational person and inspirational girls doing incredible things in South Africa. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. One of the biggest things that is going on in our country, and it's been this horrible theme that we've had this entire year, is racism on social media. It's people that have said the most awful things online where they believe that they're anonymous or that their opinion matters. And I think maybe that's the problem with freedom of speech, is that it gives you this platform to spew hate, which is something that I don't believe in. It's something I don't condone. Mm-mm. I don't care if you're black, white, Puerto Rican, or gay. You need to be one with the universe, and you need to stop treating each other like shit, because it just doesn't get us anywhere. A friend of mine was a friend of the person who was the most recent racist. If I ever had to be friend, I would, it would never happen, because I don't allow that negativity in my life. And actually, I don't want that negativity in South Africa. So I'm going to leave you with this. Yesterday, we remembered a great leader of South Africa, and his words still ring true every day. No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate. And if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. That's the good stuff for this week. Don't forget to tune into next week's show. We're live on cliffcentral.com. You can catch up with all the rest of the stuff. We're always there waiting to bring you good news. Kerry, it's been amazing.
Thank you very much. Have a fab week.
Have a terrific Tuesday. Cliffcentral.com.